The house had been dated as circa 1900, much in line with the other houses in the neighborhood. The owner's plan was to turn it into a rental property, and work got underway.
Wayne Griffin is a very talented restoration carpenter, was doing some repairs on the house to convert it to a rental house for Steve and Linda Lane. And in the process, he found massive framing members, original framing members, behind the later beadboard paneling that were whitewashed. And he called restoration carpenter Don Jordan, who came over and looked at it, who called Samuel Ditson, who's a local attorney, who called me and said that we think we found a medieval house in Edenton. How soon can you get there?
Me is Reed Thomas, who works with the State Historic Preservation Office as a restoration specialist.
And I think the thing that really made us feel like this house might be early was the massive ceiling joists that had this really nice, robust OG molding on the edges. And that's something we've never seen anything quite like that in North Carolina.
When all was said and done, this house, believed to be about 110 years old, was in fact closing in on 300 years old, determined to be built around 1718 or 1719, making it the oldest dated house in the state, wresting the owner from a Duplin County home dated as 1726. The key factor in establishing when the home was constructed was examination of the timbers used in the home, specifically an examination of the tree rings using dendrochronology, a science which can determine the exact year when a tree was felled, sometimes even down to which season. Despite the passage of time, Reed Thomas says the house is surprisingly intact.
The flooring on the first floor has been changed and the original staircases have been taken out, but the frame itself, which during the first period is largely intact, and also the whitewashed on both the first floor and the upper floor was a lime paint that was made by burning oyster shells in a kiln and then slaking them with water, and it made a very durable finish that was really, I think, more to brighten up dimly lit interior spaces in this period.
The only additions to the house, originally about 16 by 25 feet with two rooms on each of its two floors, are a porch and an addition to the shed portion of the house's back. Thomas has envisioned the house with period materials rather than its current asbestos siding and metal roof, and you know what the house looked like in its earliest days. The social strata of its first residence is another question, with the home having some characteristics of the period's upper crust.
One real interesting description of the town occurs in 1728 by William Byrd, who was surveying the area, and he mentioned that there may be 40 or 50 houses, most of them small and built without expense. A citizen here is counted extravagant if he has aspiration enough to aspire to a brick chimney. And we know this house had two chimneys.
Reed Thomas says the home might today seem crude, but at the time could have been fine living. Edenton wasn't incorporated until 1722, 4 years after the home was built. So whoever its first residents, they were, like everyone else there at the time, just getting started, with the finer things in life still decades away.
Well, they were just moving into the area and trying to get their lives established, and whatever occupation they were in, whether it's farming or business or both or mercantile or shipping business, it was a hard life. And I think the most important thing was to build a shelter, to get something built, but not put all your effort into that when you really needed to do everything you could, probably to make a living at that point.
As far as making a living from the house today as rental housing as originally planned, not right away. Reed Thomas hopes there might be additional architectural investigations, paint research, and even archaeological digs, but that's apparently okay. He says owners Steve and Linda Lane are willing to continue forward with the research. Reed Thomas is a restoration specialist for the State Historic Preservation Office. I'm George Olson.